Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Kim Chesney back with us, founder of Intuition Lab and the Create Festival, where work raises awareness about the importance of insight in the evolution of individual and world consciousness. Working for at least 20 years in the tech sector, she has had initiatives with some of the top thought leaders, technology companies, universities in the world. Her latest book is called The Illumination Code. Hey, Kim, welcome back.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been getting this book out. It's just launched yesterday, and it's been 4 years in the making, so I'm super excited to be here talking about it.
What inspired you to write this one?
Well, you know, it's funny. From, you know, after the last book, Radical Intuition came out, and, you know, folks started experiencing their intuition and having these sort of profound insights. Everybody started asking me, well, like, how is this possible? How does this really happen? So that was sort of the question that incited this journey. And I kind of went down the rabbit hole of physics and ancient wisdom and really came up with this really unique concept of intuition that I think is really powerful for future generations.
Tell me about the title, The Illumination Code.
Yeah, so it kind of came to me when, as I was starting to research the origins of intuition, like what makes it function, how does it possibly work everywhere, all the time, you know, what's really going on here? And it really came down to this concept of the unified fields, the quantum fields, and the light that holds all of the information, our inner wisdom, our inner light, of the universe. And so we really, when we look at intuition as our ability to kind of pick up on these cosmic signals and this code that's embedded in the universe, we can understand it really as a natural, biological, and quantum function.
And you talk about 7 keys to unlocking your quantum intelligence. First of all, Kim, what is, for most people, quantum intelligence?
Yeah, so that's the big question I'm getting a lot when people see this. It's a fascinating idea, right? Our quantum intelligence. And that's sort of what I stumbled onto when I really dug deep into intuition. I started to realize that our intuition is actually our quantum intelligence. It's our ability to tap into this part of ourselves that's beyond everyday thinking, the linear thinking that we're used to processing in our day-to-day lives. When we start to tap into that part of our brain that processes intuitive information, the world starts to feel more like a quantum world than the Newtonian world that we're used to. We can do impossible things. We can know things beyond time and space. And all of these magical things that we once thought was impossible.
We're going to go through these seven keys with you, Kim. If you would go through number one, which I have is a part of me knows everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the book is broken down into this sort of series of these seven keys that are kind of a step-by-step process. You don't have to read them step-by-step, but for me, it was sort of a step-by-step unfolding of this idea of quantum intelligence and working with it. And, you know, like all of my books, these books are, they're doing books. They're not just reading books. So don't just take it from me here tonight. This book will help you to personally walk through these things and experience them for yourself, because, you know, that's where the magic is. But really the foundational key, the first step when we start to really recognize that intuition is a sort of next evolution for our human consciousness, is to know that there is a part of us, a part of ourself, a higher part of ourself, a deeper part of ourself that knows everything. And for some people, this concept's a little bit hard to wrap their mind around, but when we're sort of like individual computers plugged into a great mainframe of information, or the worldwide web of intuitive information that's stored in the universe, we can see that we have access to this dimension of ourself that knows everything, everywhere, all the time. So recognizing that this is a reality, and the book really goes into, as I'm sure we'll talk about tonight, some of the physics behind this and why I'm not just making this stuff up. This stuff has been put forward by some wonderful physicists and people who've been researching this for a very long time. So really translating that into our own personal experience, all these quantum functions of contemporary science, when we look at them through the lens of intuition, they become personal experiences. Things like telepathy, precognition, a whole variety of paranormal, quote-unquote, experiences that are not any longer being considered paranormal. It's a normal part of life.
Key number two, truth is within me.
Right. So that's when we start to talk about, so where is all this information coming from? This truth, this wisdom of the universe, how do we access it? Like, how does it get into our brain? Say you are, you're just going about your business one day and just have this thought pop in your mind to call your mom. And then you go and you call the mom and they're like, oh my gosh, I was just thinking of you and I really could, needed to hear your voice today. And I'm like, oh wow, that's strange. We had some kind of cosmic connection. How does that kind of thing happen, right? There's a whole array of different experiences like that through intuition that we, really in the past didn't really understand how it even worked or was even possible, right? So now through the lens of quantum physics, 200 years ago when things like that would happen, it would be like, oh, magic or spirits or, some sort of mysterious phenomenon. But now that we understand quantum physics, we realize that there's actually an explanation for all this stuff. And it starts with this concept of the unified field, the quantum field, that there's an invisible field that connects everything and everyone in the universe. It interpenetrates our being. It's within us and with outside of us. So it's all around us, and it carries information and stores information. It's this cosmic memory bank that some call the Akashic Field. That's sort of a rediscovery of that ancient concept of Akasha. And it's very much becoming a part of our conception of reality now. So this field, also called the non-local field, is non-local because it's everywhere all the time. And you can access it no matter what, anywhere, whatever you're doing. So it's implicit within us. So the second key goes into this idea of the non-local field, explains what it is, and really how we can start to use that to have some of these really profound quantum dynamics at work in our own thought processes.
Key number three I enjoy. The real world is not the real world.
Yeah, so that's like, these are all real mindset shifts, right? So we've been conditioned to sort of see all these things a certain way because we get accustomed to reality. Like, this is what we expect from reality. But the truth is that reality is, just like in ancient scripture said, is an illusion. It's Maya. It's a kind of creation or simulation that we live in every day and that we're just accustomed to. But there's a whole nother world beyond this real world. So when we get down to matter, like understanding that, really essentially there's no such thing as matter. Matter is an illusion of our relativity. If you go down behind the the atoms and the particles that make up all of the things around us and in our bodies, we get to, well, first of all, largely empty space, as Carl Sagan said. One of those things that we think things are solid, but when you break them down far enough, we realize that they're not. And what's in between all of these little tiny particles that make up matter is the non-local field and the energy and the information that's held within it. So you can see how all of that information, that sort of adds up to our inner wisdom, so to speak, interpenetrates our whole body and creates this sort of experience of physical reality that's really just a reflection of a higher, deeper reality.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Key number 4 is so poignant. My intuitive mind is limitless. That is so true, Kim.
Yes, well, and I love that you appreciate intuition because it really is sort of the secret key that so many people don't recognize. And knowing that we have this limitless nature is so powerful. And really, I think this is just the beginning of, you know, the kind of work that we're talking about here and tonight. Over recent decades, people have started to do with intuition, just the beginning of what's possible and what we're capable of when we start to tap into this limitless nature of our mind. Because when we use our intuition, we no longer have the boundaries of locality, of where we are in time or space. We have access to things in the future, in the past, and we have access to things that are going on in other places other than where we are. Things like remote viewing, past lives, all of these concepts that were once thought to be impossible things are now actually a reality when we start to learn how to use our intuitive nature.
Key number five, intuition is my universal language.
Yeah, and that's really sort of the nuts and bolts of like everything I do and everything I teach, and even in radical intuition, is understanding that this sort of interconnection that we all have and this ability to read this illumination code that surrounds us at all time is really part of our natural design. It is, we're meant to use it, all of us. Everyone has intuition. Even like plants have intuition. Animals have intuition. So it's a language that transcends all things. So even if you don't speak the same language as someone, there's always an intuitive level where you're communicating and that you can reach each other. And I think that's what's really beautiful about intuition. And the further we go into it and learn more about it, I think the less we're going to have to rely on things like language and linear knowledge systems to communicate.
Key six, I am extraordinary.
Yes, and that's where we get into the impossible things that you can do with your intuition. And one of the things that, in my school intuition lab, people come to me and I say things like, okay, today we're gonna go into our past lives, or we're gonna do some remote viewing. And they're like, I can't do that. People freak out. They're like, I that's only for like certain people can do that. But in reality, when someone shows you how to do these things, they're actually really, really easy. Intuition is not something that you're just born with. It's not a gift that is exclusive. We all have it. We've just never been taught how to use it. We go to school and they teach us how to use our linear thinking minds, and they basically repress our intuitions. Unless you're an artist, that's sort of the one area that we can still use our intuition in. But then once we actually start to develop it, we start to see, wow, this actually works. I can actually do these things. And it's so much easier than people realize.
And key number seven, I am the one I am looking for.
Yeah, and that's sort of like the holy grail, the end point of the book is really, where does all of this information lead? Where does this idea of intuition take us? And the further we follow our intuition, the deeper we go with it, the more magic and mystery we find in the world. And I think that's one of the most powerful pieces of teaching that comes out of this, is recognizing the wonder and magic and mystery of this reality that we're living in every day. And we don't need to go and find teachers and get PhDs to know our true selves, and that the real teacher has always been within us. It's been there in our intuition, our inner guidance, all of the things that guide us from that place of peace and power within us. And ultimately, it's a return to ourselves and our wholeness. And it's a beautiful journey. And life is really, and intuition is our best friend and our guide through all of it.
We practice these seven keys, Kim, diligently. What happens?
So for me, I think all of the things that I write about are, it's very personal with my own journey, and I write about the experiences that I've had. So this book is really no exception. And I feel like for me, the big shift has come over the years, because I'm always learning. Each book that I write is a reflection of the deeper spaces that I'm going into this exploration and research. And for me, when you start to live through these keys and live with this as your reality, you start to recognize the meaningful nature of life. We realize that, there's life beyond life. This is just a brief moment, a blip in our consciousness, but there's so much more. There is no end. There is no real death. There's only change. And we can recognize this ebb and flow in our life and live with more peace and really rest in the fact that we are part of this beautiful journey that has so many different manifestations. And, when the magic and the wonder starts happening, when the impossible things come, they don't seem so impossible anymore. And they become an everyday sort of, activity. Like I have the stuff that happens in this book happening to me all the time now. And it's just a way of life. But it's a constant reminder that we live in a world of magic and wonder that's so much more than we've been taught to recognize.
Did you come up with these seven keys?
Yeah, I did. I sort of I was going through it and kind of figuring out my own journey. And to me, this is it's really just an overarching framework And I think everyone will have their own journey, but this is a great framework to sort of put your own journey in perspective and take you progressively deeper and deeper into your intuition.
Tell us about your lab, the intuition lab, and some of the experiments you've been doing there.
Yeah, so I started Intuition Lab. I took the big leap and quit my corporate job in 2017 to go full-time teaching intuition and researching intuition and the work for my last two books. And so it really started out really as a community of people who were just really passionate about developing their intuition and understanding it. And it really grew into this opportunity to have sort of group crowdsourcing of these intuitive experiences. Nothing, I can tell you, is more powerful than when you work on intuition with groups of people and multiple people have the same experiences. So it's one thing when we have a little moment of impossible things like a telepathy or a premonition or some sort of magical intuitive experience by ourselves. That's powerful. But when you do that and you have witnesses in a group and other people experience it and share it, and then it becomes undeniable. So part of the work, the reason why I did that work is really to give people the validation and the shared experience of intuition that really allows us to say, okay, we can't deny this anymore. You know, this is something that we have to integrate. It's real. And it's time to stop pretending like these things don't exist or that there's some sort of magical function of the occult. And so we practice, we share ideas, we do experiments with things like past lives, and people will bring through, like this year we had a past life mastermind, and we had multiple people bringing through the same life for different people, and it was just amazing getting validations like that that should be completely impossible. So the lab, you know, like in the book, we call them labs. There's workshops in the book, and I sort of reflected that off of the lab that I work in through intuitive development, because it is an exploration. A lab is a place where you try new things and explore, and that's sort of what I encourage people to do with their intuition, is to get out there and poke around with it, open space for it to work, and open your mind for these new experiences to kind of come to you.
What if we lack intuition? What happens to us, Kim?
Well, a lot of us do, so don't feel bad. It's so funny because my husband, he was my hardest student. He's in tech in the military, and he was just like, I don't know about intuition. I don't think I have any. but you know, after living with me for so many years, he's become one of the most intuitive people that I know. So it's really a process of opening up to it, sort of getting past the preconceptions of, you know, what intuition is. And learning how it really works, because it really is a function that every single person on this planet has. We've all just been taught to stuff it down and ignore it. And when we open up to it, you know, it's a benefit in so many things, in our work, in our relationships, in our creativity, and pretty much every aspect of life. So don't worry if you feel like your intuition's a little rusty. The more that you start to work with it and pay attention to it, it's like any other talent that you might have. It just gets better with time and practice.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.